Welcome once again to Decluttering 55 Plus with Michelle Passoff. I'm Michelle Passoff. This is the place to come for news you can use to get things done in life without anything in the way on the road ahead. Piles of papers, overstuffed closets, a crowded garage, they're all things you ordinarily think of when someone says it's time to clean your clutter. We call that conventional clutter, but that's not the only kind of clutter. As time goes by, there are things that need to get done, but they're confounding and confronting. They're clutter because they slow you down and simply stop you in your tracks. Deciding on the best diet and exercise program to optimize your health. Writing your memoir. Digital decluttering. Choosing a place to live or what to do next are all clutter when they bewilder you and get pushed aside for another day, or better yet, never. Getting your financial and legal papers in order and deciding on your own funeral arrangements can stump you, to say the least. But address them you must if you want to keep the future free and clear of new and unimagined adventures. Decluttering 55 Plus with Michelle Passoff is a place to come where you take things out from under the carpet and put them on the table to discuss, learn, get inspired, get in action, and get things done. Today, we're going to talk about one of the things you can do to prepare for a move, whether to a smaller home, new city, different community, and that's having an estate sale. If you think you have to be Rockefeller or Vanderbilt to have an estate sale, think again. Anyone who wants to sell the entire contents of their home qualifies. I owned and operated an estate sale company in Tampa, Florida for about 14 years. So estate sales are a topic I'm fluent in, and it's how I know our next guest. We have with us today Mike Judkins, the president and CEO of EstateSales.org, the leading website for people who want to sell the entire contents of a home or buy from people who are letting go. Welcome, Mike Judkins.
Thanks, Michelle. I'm very glad to be here. Excited to talk.
Yeah. Tell everybody exactly what an estate sale is.
Yeah. So that's an interesting question. Basically, it's when you need to either downsize or, you know, there could be some kind of life event, such as, you know, unfortunately, some of us get divorced sometimes and it's kind of like a court appointed sale, or, you know, someone may have passed away and you need to kind of liquidate the contents of a home typically. And basically, what happens is usually a professional, what we call an estate liquidator or estate sale company, will be hired by the owner of the items in question. They'll come into the home and they'll stage everything, basically making it look like a retail store inside a home where everything's priced and cataloged. And then they'll advertise it to the public in a variety of ways. And people will typically, you know, show up at the appointed day and time. And you'll typically start with a big long line of people, and you'll admit the people into the home in batches, and they'll shop throughout the home and add, you know, whatever they're interested in and check out. And it's usually like a 2 or 3, maybe a 4 day process, just depending on how much items are in the home.
Yeah, it sounds like fun to shop at an estate sale, but we're talking about letting go today. So let's focus on that aspect of it. When you go to estatesales.org, what is estatesales.org?
So yeah, estatesales.org is a few things. It's primarily, it started off as an advertising venue for estate sales. So we essentially allow the estate liquidators or the companies to advertise their estate sales to the public. So, you know, the company themselves will advertise the event, and then the public will typically search for sales in their area, or they'll get a daily email of sales near them based on their geography. But so not only that, we also provide a directory of estate sale companies that you can kind of browse, look at their credentials, how long they've been in business, what kind of past sales they've done, you know, view kind of testimonials and everything like that. So it's basically like a online phone book for matching you up with an estate sale company in your area. And you can, you know, submit a request for contact, and, you know, we'll kind of route that to the best companies that we feel are in your area. And so that's kind of, I think, the relevant part to the discussion today. But there's also, I will say, an online estate sale marketplace. So more and more, we're seeing estate sales actually being conducted sort of in a virtual fashion. And you can actually kind of, you know, it's almost like being at an estate sale from the comfort of your own home. And you can go online on estatesales.org and purchase items from real estate sales across the U.S. and even bid on things. And we have an auction system on there as well. So it's all of those things kind of wrapped up into one online website.
So you can have things shipped to you from across the country event then, if I'm hearing you right.
Yes. We have companies will do it in a variety of ways. So obviously stuff like couches and large items, you know, most of the time won't make sense to ship, but a lot of companies actually will conduct the virtual sale and then have an in-person pickup. So that helps out if for example, you know, there's an issue with the HOA not allowing the in-person sales or any number of reasons. So it just kind of comes in as a useful feature and makes it pretty fun too, because you can actually just sort of browse these things online and purchase, yeah, from the comfort of your own home.
If you're looking for an estate sale company to divest of everything in your house, what do you think are the top criteria people should use to select one?
I think prior experience is definitely a factor. And then just when interviewing them, you want to make sure they're not, you know, there's a couple red flags, like you want to make sure they're not trying to buy everything from you, you know, and then sell it, because that could be an indicator that you're just trying to, like, you know, turn a profit on you not being aware of what the items are worth.
You're going to get the lowest, you know, price for everything in that case.
Yeah,
there are
exactly.
Some companies that are buyout companies, but that's not an
true
estate sale company.
No, that's correct. Yeah. So, but yeah, I would just, and don't necessarily, I would not recommend going with whoever's like the cheapest, because, you know, it's kind of, you know, for a company that has done a lot of sales and has a lot of built up knowledge about pricing and establishing a buyer base, you know, that's going to be worth, you know, that extra commission. So definitely you want to make sure, you want to ask them how many buyers are on their marketing list.
Yeah.
And that's definitely one huge factor that can affect, you know, how successful your sale is. If they're on estatesales.org, you kind of already know that they are in an online platform that reaches a lot of people, but you also want to just ask them what other means that they use to advertise your sale as well.
How long in advance of, like, most of the time, I guess people are selling their house when they do an estate sale. They're moving out completely.
Mm-hmm.
How long in advance of, should you do an estate sale before you sell the house, after you sell the house? Do you have a standard for that?
Yes. Typically, the house will be contracted with a realtor for sale around the same time as the estate sale is being planned. So the kind of goal is to clear out the house prior to it being sold.
Yeah.
So you'll typically see the sale occurring, you know, possibly a month or a few weeks, you know, before the home is actually on the market or being sold. So yeah, we typically see it take place prior to when the, you know, home is listed or sold.
It's a lot less stressful that way. Nothing worse than having to do a sale when you have a deadline for being out. And then the idea, I guess, for my listening audience is less stress is better. So planning in advance would be the action for the day, I think. Leaving yourself as much time as possible.
Definitely. And most companies will want at least a month's notice. It will be very difficult to find a company, and your choices will be limited if you're just kind of needing it next week, for example. So I always recommend actually starting that search, maybe even 3 months in advance, because a lot of these companies, especially the busier ones, will need that amount of notice to kind of go in and evaluate things and price and organize the marketing and all of that.
Presumably the owner of the house doesn't live there anymore, or do you squirrel them in a corner so that they're not in the way during the sale? How does that work?
Yes. A lot of people have emotional attachments to their items. And so the best practice within the industry is to not have the owner present, just because, there's an emotional factor there that, can be tough on some people. And, it's just kind of easier, smoother if, the owners or the inheritance, are not there, it's just easier that way emotionally and just kind of, you don't want, the owner of the client to say, wait a minute, I don't want to sell that. Someone has it and it's just like a bad experience for the, buyers and the company and everybody. So
we had one client who was there while the sale was going on, and she piped up about how she bought this and that at the Goodwill. That was not a good practice. So you have to hold yourself back and go have a day at the spa while your sale is being run, don't you think?
That is a great idea. Yes.
How many days should you anticipate that the sale will run?
I mean, most commonly we see like a 3-day weekend, but it all just depends on how many items are in the sale. Some of them are 4 days and some of them are actually split up into multiple weekends if it's large.
Somebody with a lot of stuff.
But typically we'll see kind of like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the most common, length of time, I would say, that we see.
And what happens to all the stuff after the sale?
So if there's items left over after the sale that were not sold during those 3 days, they typically will go to one of two places. They'll either be taken to donate at a local charity organization, or they'll be thrown out. Sometimes the company will hire like a dumpster service. Anything left over of very, very low value that no one wants, and it's used toothbrush or something. So that goes in the trash.
They might have thrown that in the trash before the estate sale.
Possibly, yes. Yes.
Okay. How much money would you expect that you're going to earn from an estate sale? Is it worth it to even bother?
It's definitely worth it. If you have the normal amount of, accumulated items from a lifetime, it's definitely going to be worth it to hire a company. And companies typically will take a commission of the amount sold. That most commonly we see around 35% to 40% in that general range. And the typical estate sale is ballpark does around $10,000 worth of sales during the entire thing. That's just a ballpark. I mean, there's definitely outliers that make quite a bit more or less than that. I guess if you were to take your average sale, you're looking at making, if it's like a $10,000 sale, you know, $6,000 or $7,000. Yeah.
So, but you might say to yourself, oh my God, $6,000, but I paid $36,000. You probably have to let go of expectations to a certain degree when you run an estate sale.
Yeah, because, you know, I would say like the things that you may think are valuable when you purchased it just might not be in demand right now. It's just, you know, a sign of the time. And some things, I mean, could go the other way. I mean, you may have purchased something for less and now it's very collectible or something like that. Yeah. But it is definitely true that sometimes, you know, expectations have to be, you know, reset or tempered. Because that old couch you might have paid $5,000 for, you know, is not worth a lot of money, just because in general furniture, unless it's some kind of collectible, mm-hmm. like mid-century modern or something, it depreciates quite a bit. It's just like a car, right? It's like when you drive it off the lot, it kind of just, you know, you're losing the value there. So it's just stuff like that. You need to kind of take the company's guidance on and so that, you know, you can maximize the amount of items sold and not be left over with something because it was, you know, priced too
high. It's almost like making money on an estate sale is the bonus. The real goal is to move out. The real goal is to empty a house, have it ready for showing if you're selling it, and not so much worry about nickel and diming, but to let go of stuff in a sensible way, because it's ecological not to throw stuff out if you don't have to. And somebody who needs something or wants something at a reduced price is more than happy to take it off your hands. So it works out for everybody in the end.
That's a very good point. A lot of the times you're correct. The goal is to actually sell the asset that's worth the most, which is the house. And obviously, most of the time people don't want to buy the house full of the stuff.
It shows so much better without
exactly.
You know, your junk draw.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's all we have time for today. So we're going to have to wrap this conversation up in a moment. My recommendation to all of our listeners interested in doing an estate sale now or down the road is to get out there and visit a few sales. Visit estatesales.org to locate sales going on in your communities this weekend and see what you can expect. Besides, it's always a boatload of fun to shop at an estate sale because you never know what you're going to find. So everybody, have a great clutter-free day.